If everyone could please stand for a moment of silence. Thank you. Please remain standing while we welcome Boy Scout Troop 660, the Limestone Presbyterian Church, who's coming in as part of their Citizenship in the Community Merit Badge to present the colors.
To the flag of the United States of America, and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Scout Boone, all my honor, I will do my best to do my duty, to guide my country, to obey Scout law, to uphold you all at all times,
to keep myself physically strong, mentally awake, and morally straight.
Scouters, trustworthy, loyal, helpful, friendly, courteous, kind, obedient, cheerful, thrifty, brave, clean, and reverent.
Good job, man. Thank you, everybody. Please be seated. Always a pleasure to have the Boy Scouts in, and Councilwoman Diller, it's a challenge to now bring in another group of Girl Scouts. Let's find one and bring them in the next time. Equal opportunity. All right, Madam Clerk, please call the roll.
Mr. Bell?
Here.
Mr. Cartier?
Here.
Ms. Diller?
Here.
Mr. Hollins?
Here.
Mr. Kilpatrick?
Here.
Mr. Kovac?
Present.
Mr. Powers?
Here.
Mr. Retta?
Here.
Mr. Sheldon?
Here.
Mr. Smiley?
Here.
Mr. Street?
Here.
Mr. Tockett?
Here.
Mr. Weiner?
Here.
Mr. President, roll call the president. Present.
Thank you, Madam Clerk. Moving on, item B on the agenda, approval of minutes. Does any member of council have any corrections or amendments to the minutes of the meeting of November 22nd, 2011?
Motion to approve is distributed.
Seeing none, there's been a motion and a second for approval of the minutes. All in favor, please say aye.
Aye. Aye.
The minutes are approved. Moving on, item C, announcements from members of council. Any members of council have announcements tonight? Councilman Hollins.
Thank you, Mr. President. I just want to make for the record that Councilman Smalley is also a co-sponsor on the ordinance number 11192, celebrating Healthy Kids Delaware first year.
Thank you, Councilman Hollins. Councilman Tackett, did you have him? No? Okay. Any other members of council having announcements? Seeing none, move on to item D on the agenda, introduction of ordinances. Madam Clerk, please proceed with the introduction of the ordinances.
Ordinance 11116, amend the pay plan and rates of pay for classified service employees represented by the Delaware Public Employees Council 81, AFSCME affiliate Local 459, and adopt the class specification for the position of utility technician. Ordinance 11117, amend the pay plan and rates of pay for classified service emergency services personnel represented by AFSCME Local 3911, and adopt the class specification for the position of EMS operations support specialist.
Thank you, Madam Clerk. All ordinances shall be considered at the January 10th meeting, with the exception of those items that require board or commission recommendations. Reports from select and special committees. Next up, could I please have the reports from committees of council? Councilman Cartier?
Yes, Mr. President, members of council. On the public attending, we had the administrative / finance committee today. We reviewed a case for approving a refund of taxes paid in error. We also discussed the appropriation for the technology fund that provides money to upgrade the computer technology in the rural offices and in county in general. And we also had a discussion of ordinances approving the appropriation of federal HUD money for Section 8 vouchers and our NSP 3 and NSP 2 programs disbursement of those funds, which provide community development, community stabilization through housing renewal throughout the county.
Thank you, Councilman Carty. Councilman Weiner?
Yes, the Electronics Documents Subcommittee meeting met last Tuesday, December 6th, co-chaired by Councilwoman Diller and myself, at which time we discussed additional ways for collaboration between the administration. Specifically, we heard from Special Services Department, Land Use Department, Finance Department, and from our mapping department on how we can advance electronic documentation.
Thank you, Councilman. Councilman Powers?
Yes, on December 6th, the Special Services met on floor. Presentation was given for the White Clay Flood Studies and the purchase of the Falkland Road site, which we will be voting on today in the middle run. And I think really all these studies are tied with three council districts.
Thank you, Councilman Powers. Councilman Retta?
Thank you. On Tuesday, December 6th, we had a land use committee meeting. We had two resolutions. One was for High Hook Farms, and the other was for Milton and Hattie Coates Home.
Thank you, Councilman Retta. Councilman Bell?
Thank you, Mr. President. This afternoon, the Public Safety Committee met on the 8th floor, all 13 council present. We had a report from the Kent County SPCA, who is our contracted vendor for animal care and control in Newcastle County. Mr. Alex Moore, president, and from the Board of Trustees attended, along with a few members of his staff, and gave a very detailed report as to what's occurring in Newcastle County, what services are providing, and answered numerous questions by council.
Thank you, Councilman Bell. Councilman Powers.
Just one thing. With the middle run was given on a managed deer hunt that's being held the 14th to 15th.
Thank you, Councilman Powers. Any other reports from select special committees? Seeing none, moving on to the consent calendar. Item F. Consent calendar is used to pass matters in a group that have been determined to be non-controversial by the sponsor as communicated to the president or clerk. However, an item will be removed from the consent calendar upon a simple request from a council member or by the public if discussion is desired. I urge the public to speak up if there's a particular item of concern. Are there any items on the consent calendar which any council member would like removed? Seeing none, open the floor to the public. If anyone from the public wishes for an item to remove from the consent calendar, please indicate at this time. Seeing none. Do we have a motion to approve the consent calendar?
So moved.
So moved. So moved.
Second.
It's been a motion and a second to approve the consent calendar. All in favor?
Aye.
All opposed? Madam Clerk, please proceed with the reading of the consent calendar.
Resolution 11192, celebrating Healthy Kids Delaware first year anniversary. Resolution 11193, commending the successes of Ms. Kia Vichay Spinks. Resolution 11194, honoring Taylor Wesley Reynolds, academic and athletic star in the state of Delaware.
Thank you, Madam Clerk. Please call the roll on the consent calendar.
Mr. Bell?
Yes.
Mr. Cartier?
Yes.
Ms. Diller?
Yes.
Mr. Holland?
Yes.
Mr. Popovich?
Yes.
Mr. Kovac?
Yes.
Mr. Powers?
Yes.
Mr. Retta?
Yes.
Mr. Sheldon?
Yes.
Mr. Smiley?
Yes.
Mr. Street? Yes. Mr. Tackett?
Yes.
Mr. Weiner?
Yes.
Mr. President, the roll call bill 13, yes.
Thank you, Madam Clerk. The consent calendar has been passed. Moving on to item G, presentations. Any member of council wishing to make a presentation at this time? Seeing none. Moving on, items removed from the consent calendar and other resolutions. Resolution 11-195, Councilman Smiley.
Yes, Mr. President, I request that resolution R11-195 be read by title only and placed before council for its consideration.
Second.
Resolution 11195, congratulating Antoinette Brzozowski for over 30 years of service and retirement as an employee of Newcastle County Government.
Councilman Smiley.
Yes, Mr. President, as per the title, however, I believe Ms. Brzozowski is still celebrating her retirement and decided not to take time from it to come here this evening or couldn't make it. Am I correct? Okay. I do want to make an observation, though. As we move forward and hopefully the economy begins to turn and we begin seeking to replace these valued employees who have given so much of their life and their time and their effort to Newcastle County. I truly hope that those that will follow us, as those that follow these employees, bring with them the true desire and will to serve the people of Newcastle County and be as dedicated as those long-term employees we're now losing. That's it, sir.
Thank you, Councilman Smiley. Any other comment, question from member of council? Seeing none, we'll open up the floor to the public for comment. Anyone wishing to speak on the subject matter of this resolution, please come forward at this time. Seeing none, close the floor to the public. Madam Clerk, please call the roll on Resolution 11-195.
Mr. Bell?
Yes.
Mr. Cardia?
Yes.
Ms. Diller?
Yes.
Mr. Holland?
Yes.
Ms. Kilpatrick?
Yes.
Mr. Kovac?
Yes.
Mr. Powers?
Yes.
Mr. Retta?
Yes.
Mr. Sheldon?
Yes.
Mr. Smiley?
Yes.
Mr. Street?
Yes.
Mr. Tackett?
Yes.
Mr. Weiner?
Yes.
Mr. President, the roll call reveals 13 yes.
Thank you, Madam Clerk. Resolution 11-195 is approved. Moving on, Resolution 11-196, Councilman Cartier.
Yes, Mr. President, I'd like Resolution 11-196 to be read by title only and placed before Council for its consideration and adoption.
Second.
Resolution 11-196, plan of Milton Hattie Pitts Home, Brandy 100, east side of River Road, south of Government Lane, constructs 60,166 square feet of additions and parking to existing nursing home ST zoning.
Thank you, Madam Clerk. Councilman Cartier.
Yes, members of Council, this is the resolution to record a record plan for the Milton and Hattie Cutts home in my district in off of River Road. And the Cutts home has been operating for nearly half a century as a nonprofit providing nursing home services for our senior citizens. And the substance of this resolution and record plan is they have a plan to expand by over 60,000 square feet of additions on this 11-acre site that they have to provide a assisted living unit and a Alzheimer's unit. And given the trends that we see, the demographic trends we see in Brandywine 100 and Newcastle County at large, in fact, we are an aging county, these services are in great demand. And the Cutts home has had a reputation of offering of high-quality services to our vulnerable seniors in their sunset years. The community at large had no real objections to this. And I want to commend a couple of people before I close my remarks. First, I'd like to also commend Councilman Tackett, Councilman Retta. They really stepped up to the plate to get this on the agenda. Because there's a time clock for financing this project, and there are certain complications in completing the recordation of the plan, and both councilmen stepped up to help get this on the agenda so we could get this approved so the Cutts home can get the financing approved for this much-needed project. So I want to thank them for their attentiveness to their duties as co-chairs of land use. And so going forward, I hope council supports it. It's a great project. I just want to also say that the people in the community had no major objections, and we were able to, through a lot of creativity, provide a construction access that utilized the access road from the adjoining county park so that the neighborhood is not inconvenienced by all the construction traffic that will need to occur to construct this addition. So a lot of great people involved to put this before you tonight, and I'm very thankful for you all, and I hope you support this resolution tonight.
Thank you, Councilman Cartier. And as we discussed at the committee meeting, that the operation of the park, the county park, won't be in any way adversely impacted by the construction of this property or the expansion of this property?
Yeah, we have a temporary road easement that will allow the construction traffic to proceed onto the site to construct the additions without impeding regular use of the River Road Park.
And the drainage, there's some drainage issues further down the road, and the construction is actually going to help alleviate some of those drainage concerns as well.
Well, we have historic issues with drainage. certainly they're going to contain any additional runoff that they have from their site, and my understanding is provide some marginal improvement to the properties affected downhill.
Thank you, Councilman. Any other member of council have questions, comments? Seeing none, open the floor to the public. Any member of the public wishing to make a comment on the subject matter of this resolution, please step forward at this time. Seeing none, close the floor to the public. Madam Clerk, please call the roll on Resolution 11-196.
Mr. Bell?
Yes.
Mr. Cardiac?
Yes.
Ms. Diller?
Yes.
Mr. Holland?
Mm-hmm. Yes.
Mr. Patrick?
Yes.
Mr. Kovac?
Yes.
Mr. Powers?
Yes.
Mr. Retta?
Yes.
Mr. Sheldon?
Yes.
Mr. Smiley?
Yes.
Mr. Street?
Yes.
Mr. Tackett?
Yes.
Mr. Weiner?
Yes.
President Bill Carver, 13, yes.
Thank you, Madam Clerk. Resolution 11-196 is approved. Moving on, Resolution 11-197. Councilman Smiley.
Councilman Cartier.
Yes, this is kind of a regular style resolution, but I'd like Resolution 11-197 read by title only and placed before council for its consideration and adoption.
Second. Resolution 11-197, approving the refund of taxes paid in error.
Councilman Cartier.
Per title, per discussion in our finance committee today.
Any member of council have any additional questions, comments? This resolution, seeing none, open the floor to the public. Any member of the public wishing to speak on the subject matter of this resolution, please come forward at this time. Seeing none, close the floor to the public. Madam Clerk, please call the roll on Resolution 11-197.
Mr. Bell?
Yes.
Mr. Cartier?
Yes.
Ms. Diller?
Yes.
Mr. Holland?
Yes.
Ms. Kilpatrick?
Yes.
Mr. Kovac?
Yes.
Mr. Powers?
Yes.
Mr. Retta?
Yes.
Mr. Sheldon?
Yes.
Mr. Smiley?
Yes.
Mr. Street?
Yes.
Mr. Tackett?
Yes.
Mr. Weiner?
Yes.
President Roll Call Bills 13, yes.
Thank you, Madam Clerk. Resolution 11-197 is approved. Moving on, Resolution 11-198, Councilman Smiley.
Yes, Mr. President, I would request that Resolution 11-198 be read by title only and placed before council for its consideration.
Second.
Resolution 11-198, amend the capital program, appropriate $183,000 from the Recorder of Deeds Technology Fee Escrow Account for the Information Systems Expansion Project.
Thank you, Madam Clerk. Councilman Smiley.
Yes, this is a companion piece to Ordinance Number 11-110, which we'll discuss briefly later. All it does is it provides for the transfer of $183,000 from the Recorder Deeds Technology Fee Escrow Account into the capital program from which it can be dispensed to the appropriate projects.
Thank you, Councilman Smiley. Any member of council have any questions, comments on this resolution? Seeing none, open the floor to the public. Anyone wishing to speak on the subject matter of this resolution, please step forward at this time. Seeing none, close the floor to the public. Madam Clerk, please call the roll on Resolution 11-198.
Mr. Bell?
Yes.
Mr. Cartier?
Yes.
Mr. Diller?
Yes.
Mr. Holland?
Yes.
Mr. Patrick?
Yes.
Mr. Kovac?
Yes.
Mr. Powers?
Yes.
Mr. Retta?
Yes.
Mr. Sheldon?
Yes.
Mr. Smiley?
Yes.
Mr. Street?
Yes.
Mr. Tackett?
Yes.
Mr. Weiner?
Yes.
Mr. President, the record is 13, yes.
Thank you, Madam Clerk. Resolution 11-198 is approved. Moving on, Resolution 11-199. Councilman Sheldon.
Yeah, Mr. President, I'd like Resolution 11-199 be read by title only and placed before council for its consideration and adoption.
Second.
Resolution 11-199, authorizing the county executive to execute a sales agreement and other documents necessary to purchase property located at 3418A Falkland Road in Wilmington, Delaware.
Thank you, Madam Clerk. Councilman Sheldon.
The purchase of this property eliminates, the need of a more expensive roadway project that was supposed to happen before. This comes on the heels of Substitute 2 of Ordinance 04176, which was actually my very first ordinance. I just thought of this. Mr. Hollins, if he went back to his first one, it would be 73.001 or something like that. You just relate that to it's your first ordinance, it was a $17 million, and you just go back in history, your mind wanders here. Anyway, but this sales agreement was in a long effect. It's one of the few things where we had the properties that was done. What really helped this ordinance, or this resolution, excuse me, was we're only paying 25%. The rest of it's coming from FEMA, DEMA, and so forth, Department of Homeland Security. It buys the property. We have to tear the house down. And then from there, we'll see what's fit. It is in here in the resolution itself that we cannot go over 77,500. It's projected to be 57,500. So the max we'll go to is 77.5. But again, the best piece of this, and whoever did the grants and so forth, my hat's off to them because they got the other 75%. So I'm very happy. I guess that was special services in there. But this is really about the end of this particular ordinance of the $17 million, and it does help out the flooding that was done at Hyde Run. So it should solve it, hopefully.
Thank you, Councilman Sheldon, Councilman Powers, and Councilman Smiley.
I just want to make sure, who will own the property?
The county. The
county will.
Councilman Smiley.
And that's really where I was going. I just clarified a little deeper into the records. I understand that the Conservation District will be receiving the funds. They will take control of the property. They will have the work all done. And then it will revert to the ownership and responsibility of Newcastle County.
Yeah, correct.
And I'm hoping we let it go back natural. We'll see what happens there. Thank you.
And Councilman Sheldon, I think during committee it was discussed that this house was originally on the list, but we ran out of, the county ran out of funding at that time. So
correct, Mr. President, we didn't have the money. There's still tons of houses that are, I guess you would say, literally, not figuratively speaking, underwater. But this was one of the things that didn't make it. But with, like I said, the Department of Homeland and the Conservation District kicking in, it helped us purchase this, and it was next on the list. And hopefully, look, God willing, we get more money, and we can go down to the second route for the next house in whoever's district.
Councilman Powers.
I went by this property last week, and just looking at that property, how the property just next to it isn't flooded when they're at the same elevation.
Well, I can speak on it. There's a curve, if you ever see, Mr. Councilman Powers, there's a curve there. What happened was the, for some reason, it's on the same level, but the curve, if I don't know if you saw it or not, it curves right at that house, and then it straightens out the stream a little bit, Hyde Run. So that's where I think why the other house doesn't get it as bad as this one did.
Councilman Powers?
Yes. I mean, one has a basement and one was a split level.
Mm-hmm. And this one definitely had a basement.
This one had a basement, yeah. But I think the kitchen was at the split level part, if you look at the house. There hasn't ever been a complaint with the basement flooding. I mean, the house is right there.
Yeah, we haven't received any, put it that way.
Yeah, all right. I just, you know, hope we're not opening up, as George Smiley would say, a gate for more of them.
No, we're out of money.
Well, there's no more. One thing about it.
We're out of money.
It did happen in 2004. All joking aside, there's money's gone on the 17
million.
You know,
part of it is, it's still, you know, looking at that is how we're going to correct what's flooding over the road without DelDOT putting in their part of it. And, you know, to say this isn't really going to take care of it because we're taking the property downstream on the south side. And if it's flooding over the road, flooding those houses, DelDOT's got to do something here.
Now, that's, Mr. President, it's normal conversation. Bill, I agree with you 100%, but DelDOT, we're not, as you see, the state left as soon as it came up to what was going on here at the meeting. So, I mean, yes, I think if the state came on board and went through, what's a Falcon Road right there, I think would help out tremendously. Like,
you know, it was last Wednesday, I made sure I rode by there and saw what the heck I was looking at. And I saw the bend, I knew where it's coming, it all fit together, but looking at it,
we need more help.
I don't even know if we're really correcting the problem.
Any other questions, comments, members of council? Subject matter resolution 11-199. Seeing none, open the floor to the public. Any member of the public wishing to speak on the subject matter of this resolution, please come forward at this time. Seeing none, we'll close the floor to the public. Madam Clerk, please call the roll on resolution 11-199.
Mr. Bell?
Yes.
Mr. Cartier?
Yes.
Ms. Diller?
Yes.
Mr. Hollins?
Yes.
Yes.
Mr. Kovac?
Yes.
Mr. Powers?
Yes.
Mr. Retta?
Yes.
Mr. Sheldon?
Yes.
Mr. Smiley?
Yes.
Mr. Streets?
Yes.
Mr. Tackett?
Yes.
Mr. Weiner?
Yes.
Mr. President, the roll call is 13. Yes.
Thank you, Madam Clerk. Resolution 11-199 is approved. And taking this time for a brief time out to embarrass a former elected official, it's come to my attention that the Honorable Vincent Lofink has entered the chambers. Welcome.
So his wife and kids.
All right. Just a small embarrassment. We won't make it much bigger.
Trying to hide back.
Moving on, Resolution 11-200, Councilman Cardiac.
Yes, Mr. President, I'd like Resolution 11-200 to be read by title only and placed before Council for its consideration and adoption.
Second.
Resolution 11-200, authorizing the County Executive to make payment pursuant to the consent decree between Newcastle County and the State of Delaware Department of Natural Resources and Environmental Control regarding Fox Point Park.
Councilman Cardiac.
Yes, this is the latest development in a long, long saga having to do with the site now known as Fox Point Park. And the gist of the substance of the resolution is that this authorizes the county to pay to Deneric, our state environmental agency, in a consent decree $496,752 in five payments over 5 years regarding pollution that occurred at the site having to do with sewage sludge spread by the City of Wilmington on the site, which at that time was a site owned by county government from 1975 to 1994, which later became Fox Point Park and had some remediation from state government to enable that park to be accessed by the public. And this resolution authorizes those funds in a consent decree with the Department of Natural Resources and Environmental Control. There are other issues that are going to be proceeding on, but at this stage, this is what's required for us to sort of, you know, resolve this situation with Deneric. And the other issue is that we preferred as a government to pay this fine rather than operate a yard debris or yard waste site, which was the other preference that Deneric had for us for, you know, resolving this matter. But we have chosen as a government to pay this fine. So that's the substance of this resolution placed before council this evening.
Thank you, Councilman Cartier. And to recap, the options had been approved in a previous resolution, and this resolution is selecting the payment option rather than running a yard waste site.
That's correct.
Any other questions, comments, members of council? Seeing none, open the floor to the public. Anyone wishing to speak on the subject matter of this resolution, including those seeking to earn their citizenship in the Community Merit Badge, please step forward at this time. No. All right, we'll close the floor to the public. Madam Clerk, please call a roll on Resolution
11-200. Mr. Bell.
Yes.
Mr. Cartier.
Yes.
Ms. Diller.
Yes.
Mr. Bell.
Yes.
Ms. Kilpatrick.
Yes.
Mr. Kovac.
Yes.
Mr. Powers.
No.
Mr. Retta?
Yes.
Mr. Sheldon?
Yes.
Mr. Smiley?
Yes.
Mr. Street?
Yes.
Mr. Tackett?
Yes.
Mr. Weiner?
Yes.
Mr. President, the roll call reveals 12 yes, 1 no.
Thank you, Madam Clerk. Resolution 11-200 is approved. Moving on, Resolution 11-187. Councilman Bell.
Thank you, Mr. President. I move that Resolution 11-187 be read by title only and placed before council for consideration to table.
Second.
Resolution 11187, plan of High Hook Farm, St. George's 100 south side of Vance Neck Road, 3,000 feet east of Ashley Drive, major land development plan that creates 387 lots as an open space plan, subdivision workforce housing, S zoning.
Thank you, Madam Clerk. Councilman Bell.
Mr. President, I think I may have erred. It is currently tabled. Should I move to untable it?
Well, we just had it read in for the record, so okay. Now you can move to lift it from the table.
Very good. Mr. President, I move the resolution 11-187 be lifted from the table and placed before council's consideration to retable.
Second.
Motion's been made and seconded to lift resolution 11-187 from the table with the express purposes of retabling.
And I guess the reason
that's seconded, all in favor?
Aye.
Councilman Bell.
Okay. Thank you, Mr. President. A little confusing, but the reason it was tabled was the fact that the applicant was unable to attend the Land Use Committee meeting to make a presentation. And as we know, they did attend the last Land Use Committee meeting and make their formal presentation. We had also received correspondence from legal counsel for the applicant stating that if counsel felt that this needed to be tabled to send back to Land Use on any question, that tabling it this evening would be the first tabling sending it back to Land Use. With that being said, I'd like to move this evening that resolution 11-187 be tabled and sent back to Land Use for the first time to provide more detailed information and clarification regarding questions and concerns that I have as a district councilman regarding transportation and other infrastructure, future sales, and rental options.
Thank you, Councilman Bell. The motion's been made. Do we have a second?
Second.
Motion's been made and second to table resolution 11-187, send it back to Land Use to address the councilman's concerns. All in favor?
Aye.
All opposed? Resolution 11-187 is tabled. Thank you, Councilman Bell.
Thank you, Mr. President.
Moving on, item I on the agenda, ordinances. Ordinance 11-110, Councilman Smiley.
Yes, Mr. President, I request that ordinance 11-110 be read by title only and placed before council for its consideration.
Second.
Ordinance 11-110, amend the capital budget, increase appropriations for the information systems expansion project.
Councilman Smiley.
Yes, this ordinance actually appropriates $183,000 to the capital budget program and allows for the actual expenditures in whatever increments necessary for approved technology improvements, enhancements, or training for county employees in that field.
Thank you, Councilman Smiley. Any questions, comments, members of council? Seeing none, open the floor to public for comment. Anyone wishing to speak on the subject matter of this ordinance, please step forward at this time. Seeing none, we'll close the floor to the public. Madam Clerk, please call the roll on ordinance 11-110.
Mr. Bell?
Yes.
Mr. Cartier?
Yes.
Ms. Dillard?
Yes.
Mr. Holland?
Yes.
Mr. Patrick?
Yes.
Mr. Kovac?
Yes.
Mr. Powers?
Yes.
Mr.
Rutter?
Yes.
Mr. Sheldon?
Yes.
Mr. Smiley?
Yes.
Mr. Street?
Yes.
Mr. Tackett?
Yes.
Mr. Weiner?
Yes.
Mr. President, roll call, there's 13 yes.
Thank you, Madam Clerk. Ordinance 11-110 is approved. Moving on, Ordinance 11-111, Councilman Hollins.
Thank you, Mr. President. I move that Ordinance number 11-111 be read by title only and placed before council for its consideration and adoption.
Sorry.
Ordinance 11-111, amend the grants budget appropriate federal funding in the amount of $17,232,151 to the Section 8 Housing Choice Vouchers 2012 grant.
Thank you, Madam Clerk. Councilman Hollins.
Thank you, Mr. President. This $17,232,151 is the annual allocation for our Section 8 program, which serves more than 1,800 very low-income families here in New Castle County. It also represents an estimate, since the Congress is currently working on a continuing resolution, or rather HUD is, and we will know the exact amount in the spring. But I will feel comfortable that this is very close, and as explained to us at the committee meeting, that at the Finance Committee meeting this afternoon by the General Manager, there's an expectation of a cut in HUD funding across the board. And I think a number of council members expressed their concern because these families are not going to go anyplace. And New Castle County, we could find ourselves in a very, very challenging situation if the federal government continues to practice or their philosophy of cutting and having people go wherever they think they're going to go. But I think that we are beginning to realize the value of these HUD dollars.
Thank you, Councilman Hollins, and I believe that the amount of $17 million amount takes into account that projected 7% cut in administrative funding. Is that
yes.
correct? Great. Councilman Street?
What I said in committee meeting, the fact of the matter is, any substantive reduction in this grant funding increases the number of people who are on the street without shelter, the number of people who are going to be seeking shelter relief from the missions and the other places that provide such, and in the absence of any additional monies coming forward to help them, then we're going to have folks actually literally, more folks sleeping on the street.
Thank you, Councilman Street. Any questions, comments, members of council? Seeing none, open the floor to the public. Any member of the public wishing to speak on the subject matter of this ordinance, please step forward at this time. Seeing none, close the floor to the public. Madam Clerk, please call the roll on Ordinance 11-111.
Mr. Bell? Mr. Cardio?
Yes.
Ms. Diller?
Yes.
Mr. Hollins?
Yes.
Ms. Kilpatrick?
Yes.
Mr. Kovac?
Yes.
Mr. Powers?
Yes.
Mr. Retta?
Yes.
Mr. Sheldon?
Yes.
Mr. Smiley?
Yes.
Mr. Street?
Yes.
Mr. Tackett?
Yes.
Mr. Weiner?
Yes.
Mr. President, the roll card reveals 12 yes, 1 absent.
Thank you, Madam Clerk. Ordinance 11-111 is approved. Moving on, Ordinance 11-112, Councilwoman Diller.
Yes. I ask that Ordinance 11-112 be read by title only and placed before Council for its consideration and adoption.
Second.
Ordinance 11112, amend the grants budget appropriate funding of $183,000 for summer recreation camps grant.
Thank you, Madam Clerk. Councilwoman Diller.
Yes. As you can see, Ordinance 11-112 provides funding for our summer recreation camps. If you also look at 11-113, that will provide the county's portion of the total of $64,800, which is part of the $183,000 in Ordinance 112, so both of these must be passed.
Thank you, Councilwoman Diller. Any members of council have questions and comments? Seeing none, open the floor to the public. Any member of the public wishing to speak on the subject matter of this ordinance, please come forward at this time. Seeing none, close the floor to the public. Madam Clerk, please call the roll on Ordinance 11-112.
Mr. Bell? Mr. Cardio?
Yes.
Ms. Diller?
Yes.
Mr. Hollins?
Yes.
Ms. Kilpatrick?
Yes.
Mr. Kovac?
Yes.
Mr. Powers?
Yes.
Mr. Retta?
Yes.
Mr. Sheldon?
Yes.
Mr. Smiley?
Yes.
Mr. Street?
Yes.
Mr. Tackett? Mr. Weiner?
Yes.
Mr. President, the roll card reveals 12 yes, 1 absent.
Thank you, Madam Clerk. Ordinance 11-112 is approved. Moving on, Ordinance 11-113, Councilwoman Diller.
Yes, I ask that Ordinance 11-113 be read by title only and placed before Council for its consideration and adoption.
Second.
Ordinance 11-113, amend the annual operating budget, reduce the Department of Community Services fiscal year 2012 operating budget by $64,800 in order to provide funding toward the Summer Recreation Camps grant.
Thank you, Madam Clerk. Councilwoman Diller.
Per title.
A member of council have questions, comments concerning this ordinance? Seeing none, open the floor to the public. Any member of the public wishing to speak on the subject matter of this ordinance, please step forward at this time. Seeing none, close the floor to the public. Madam Clerk, please call the roll. Excuse me, yes, please call the roll on Ordinance 11-113.
Mr. Bell? Mr. Cartier?
Yes.
Ms. Diller?
Yes.
Mr. Hollins?
Yes.
Ms. Kilpatrick?
Yes.
Mr. Kovac?
Yes.
Mr. Powers?
Yes.
Mr. Retta?
Yes.
Mr. Sheldon?
Yes.
Mr. Smiley?
Yes.
Mr. Street?
Yes.
Mr. Tackett?
Yes.
Mr. Weiner?
Yes.
Mr. President, the roll card reveals 12 yes, 1 absent.
Thank you, Madam Clerk. Ordinance 11-113 is approved. Moving on, Ordinance 11-114, Councilman Hollins.
Thank you, Mr. President. I move that Ordinance Number 11-114 be read by title only and placed before Council for its consideration and adoption.
Second.
Second.
Ordinance 11-114, amend the grants budget appropriate $400,000 in anticipated program income to the Neighborhood Stabilization Program.
Thank you, Madam Clerk. Councilman Hollins.
This particular ordinance, Mr. President, appropriates $400,000 in anticipated revenue from the Neighborhood Stabilization Program 2. I think this is evidence of the success of the program being run by the department. It also provides revenue to the county to continue the project, eliminates blight in the neighborhoods, and provide for economic stimulus by providing for jobs in the rehab process, as well as jobs created from selling the homes. And when a home is sold, there are a number of things that happen, not just between the buyer and the person that's funding, but also with all kinds of industries and so forth. I think we all, Councilman Cartier today sort of gave a good summary of what happens when a home is transferred. And in this case, the house is not just being transferred, but it's also eliminating blight, and it's also creating a lot of jobs because houses are being renovated.
Thank you, Councilman Hollins. And the $400,000 is just the anticipated profit until June, and more is expected after June. Is that correct?
Yes, sir.
Fantastic. Any other questions, comments on the subject matter of this ordinance? Seeing none, open the floor to the public. Anyone wishing to speak on the subject matter of this ordinance, please step forward at this time. Come on, no scouts, no questions, no comments? Oh, boy. Girl Scouts were better. Just saying. On that comment, we'll close the floor to the public. Madam Clerk, please call the roll on Ordinance 11-114.
Mr. Bell? Mr. Cartier?
Yes.
Ms. Diller?
Yes.
Mr. Hollins?
Yes.
Ms. Kilpatrick?
Yes.
Mr. Kovac?
Yes.
Mr. Powers?
Yes.
Mr. Retta?
Yes.
Mr. Sheldon?
Yes.
Mr. Smiley?
Yes.
Mr. Street?
Yes.
Mr. Tackett?
Yes.
Mr. Weiner?
Yes.
Mr. President, roll call reveals 12 yes, 1 absent.
Thank you, Madam Clerk. Ordinance 11-114 is approved. Moving on to item J in our agenda, time-sensitive and honorary resolutions. We have two items. Let me find the right number here. Resolution 11-201, Councilman Powers.
Yes, I move that resolution 11-201 be read by title only and placed before council for consideration and adoption.
Second.
Resolution 11-201, congratulating Paul Andrew Johnston, Jr. for achieving the Venturing Silver Award.
Councilman Powers.
Yes, both of these, and the next one will be to Paul Johnston, too. This one was Venturing, which is part of the Boy Scouts. Maybe they'll comment on it. He's held first quartermaster in the Northeast Region 6 for 2 years, and this is, you know, a high award in the Venturing part of Boy Scouts.
Thank you, Councilman Powers. Any member?
Co-ed, too.
Sorry?
It's co-ed. Venturing. Co-ed.
Any member of council have questions, comments? None for the record?
I just wanted to know if there's an age limit.
You going to join?
Well, it's co-ed. I'm, you know, giving this some thought here. I look good in the uniform.
Wow. Any other questions or comments on the subject matter of this resolution? Seeing none, open the floor to the public. Any member of the public wishing to speak on the subject matter of this resolution, please step forward at this time. Seeing none, close the floor to the public. Madam Clerk, please call the roll on Resolution 11-201.
Mr. Bell? Mr. Cartier?
Yes.
Ms. Diller?
Yes.
Mr. Hollins?
Yes.
Ms. Kilpatrick?
Yes.
Mr. Kovac?
Yes.
Mr. Powers?
Yes.
Mr. Retta?
Yes.
Mr. Sheldon?
Yes.
Mr. Smiley?
Yes.
Mr. Street?
Yes.
Mr. Tackett?
Yes.
Mr. Weiner?
Yes.
Mr. President, the roll call reveals 12 yes, 1 absent.
Thank you, Madam Clerk. Resolution 11-201 is approved. Moving on, Resolution 11-202. Councilman yes. Powers.
I move that Resolution 11-202 be read by title only and placed before council for consideration and adoption.
Second.
Resolution 11-202, congratulating Paul Andrew Johnston, Jr. for achieving the rank of Eagle Scout.
Thank you, Madam Clerk. Councilman Powers.
Yay. There we go.
Hit him with the gavel.
Yes, I mean, this was kind of neat. His project is in the Cedar Swamp area, which Councilman Bell's district right now. It will become my area for my district. But the Johnson family lives in my district right in Smyrna, and his sister was involved with Venturing, and the family does a lot in the community.
Thank you, Councilman Powers. Any other questions, comments, members of council? Any, open the floor up to the public, including Boy Scouts, one last time. Any questions, comments on the recognition of Paul Andrew Johnson, Jr. being recognized for achieving the rank of Eagle Scout? Anyone in the audience going to be earning the rank of Eagle Scout soon? All right. Please come forward, sign in, and address the council.
Hey. As they're coming down, Mr. President, the Falkland Heights, they're going to tear the house down.
Please state your name for the record.
My name is Jerry Cox. I'm the Scoutmaster of Troop 660 that presented the colors this evening. I'd like also to congratulate the Eagle Scout on achieving the rank of Eagle. It's a very tough rank to achieve. Our troop has about 23 boys, and at present, 8 are life, and 3 of those 8 are working on their Eagles as we speak. So congratulations to the Eagle Scout.
Thank you very much, and thank you for your comments. Any other questions, comments, members of the public? Seeing none, close the floor to the public. Madam Clerk, please call the roll on Resolution 11-202.
Mr. Bell? Mr. Cartier?
Yes.
Ms. Diller?
Yes.
Mr. Hollins?
Yes.
Mr. Patrick?
Yes.
Mr. Kovac?
Yes.
Mr. Powers?
Yes.
Mr. Retta?
Yes.
Mr. Sheldon?
Yes.
Mr. Smiley?
Yes.
Mr. Street?
Yeah.
Mr. Tackett?
Yes.
Mr. Weiner?
Yes.
Mr. President, the roll card reveals 12 yes, 1 absent.
Thank you, Madam Clerk. Resolution 11-202 is approved. Moving on to item K on the agenda, introduction consideration of emergency ordinances. Emergency ordinance 11-002, Councilman Hollins.
Thank you, Mr. President. I move that emergency ordinance number 11-002 be read by title only and placed before council for its consideration and adoption.
Second.
Ordinance emergency 11-002, amend the grants budget, appropriate $300,000 to the Neighborhood Stabilization Program 2.
Councilman Hollins.
Thank you, Mr. President. This is an emergency ordinance which requires that it meets certain criteria, one of those being time-sensitive. Councilman Street mentioned earlier today that this is only the second emergency ordinance we've done in the last 7 years. I want to do this one slowly, make sure we get it right. To address the issue of the time sensitivity, actually I asked Carrie Casey to summarize what's going on here, and I'll just take a couple of seconds to read her note to me, to all of council. The reason for the emergency ordinance is if the Delaware State Housing Authority is unable to meet 50% of NSP expenditures, which is $5 million of the total of $10 million that's granted to the state, by February 2012, the remaining unspent grant funds for all subrecipients, including Newcastle County, Wilmington, Kent, Sussex, and Delaware State Housing Authority, will be returned to HUD. So if we don't meet this obligation, the money will go back to HUD. The original allocation was made to Kent County, but recently Kent County notified Delaware State Housing Authority it would be unable to spend these funds. Newcastle County has already met the 50% goal and did this as of November 14, 2011. And was reallocated the funds by Delaware State Housing Authority to aid the state toward reaching this critical deadline. If the deadline is not met, the state will lose at least $5 million, leaving 30-plus NSP projects statewide in jeopardy, 22 of these projects being in Newcastle County, and also jeopardize the state's eligibility to receive additional HUD funds for this purpose. Currently, Delaware as a whole is at $3.1 million. Newcastle County is $2.4 million of that total. To meet the February deadline, Delaware must spend $5 million. So this is a very critically time-sensitive piece of legislation that not only impacts Newcastle, Delaware, but this critical funding in the entire state of Delaware. So I'm just pleased that our housing authority was able to be as successful as they have been in the past with neighborhood stabilization, and therefore have another opportunity to make certain that these funds remain in Newcastle County and not go back to the federal government. And as we all realized this afternoon in our meeting that we all gave recognition to the Community Services Department for the fine job they're doing for the residents of Newcastle County. And I can tell you that I've said to the general manager before, I've heard personally from folk who are in the housing business who have complimented our community services department in stating that when you come to Newcastle County, our community service people really know what they're doing, and I think it's evidenced by what is happening here tonight.
Thank you, Councilman Hollins. Appreciate those comments and that explanation. Any member of council having question or comment about Emergency Ordinance 11-002? Councilman Cartier.
Certainly, all the credits due the Community Services Department under leadership of General Manager Marcus Henry, and I guess, you know, I'm going to support this under the idea that these federal funds will be utilized by Newcastle County, and we will not lose them.
Fantastic. Any other questions, comments, members of council? Anyone else wishing to applaud General Manager Marcus Henry and his fantastic Community Services Department? Thank you, Mr. Henry, for your leadership in the department. Any other questions, comments? Seeing none, open the floor to the public for comment. Any member of the public wishing to speak on Emergency Ordinance 11-002, please step forward at this time. Mr. Henry? Okay. Seeing none, close the floor to the public. Madam Clerk, please call the roll on Emergency Ordinance 11-002.
Mr. Bell? Mr. Cartier?
Yes.
Ms. Diller?
Yes.
Mr. Hollins?
Yes.
Ms. Kilpatrick?
Yes.
Mr. Kovac?
Yes.
Mr. Powers?
Yes.
Mr. Retta?
Yes.
Mr. Shelby?
Yes.
Mr. Smiley?
Yes.
Mr. Street?
Yes.
Mr. Tackett?
Yes.
Mr. Weiner?
Yes.
Mr. President, the roll call reveals 12 yes, 1 absent.
Thank you, Madam Clerk. Emergency Ordinance 11-002 is approved. Moving on, item L, public comment or other. I see a few folks lining up for public comment.
Hey, you're in uniform.
If you'd like to address an issue, we encourage every member of the public to come forward along the left wall. To ensure everyone has an opportunity to speak, we'll limit each speaker to 3 minutes. So a timer, or in this case, council to council, will give you a very stern look when you have 30 seconds remaining and cut you off after 3 minutes. We do this.
You give them the stern look, the boys.
There you go. This is only to ensure that everybody has a fair and equal opportunity to speak. We ask you to please not be duplicative, which you probably won't, and also remind you that the public comments are the purpose of hearing your views on a specific issue. It's not the appropriate forum for question and answers. Council and executive staff are available should you have specific questions. End of disclaimer. Please state your name for the record.
It's Jerry Cox. I'm going to put on another hat tonight. I'm the president of the Hills of Skyline Civic Association. In the last 3 or 4 weeks, we've had a number of break-ins, and my residents are largely made up of elderly and retirees. So this is a great concern that they're in through Councilman Sheldon and Community Service to the Newcastle County Police. We are arranging a meeting next this coming Thursday at Linden Hill Elementary School in their cafeteria. The public is invited. You know, this does contain to Pike Creek, but we've had 5 robberies in the last 3 weeks. So my residents are a little concerned and a little uneasy. So. Thanks, Councilman Sheldon, for his efforts, and Stephanie for her efforts in getting this meeting together.
Thank you. We have a question from Councilman Smiley.
I would just comment, now that it's on the record, you might advise each resident of your community to leave one person at home while you're at the meeting.
Yeah, you know, that was brought up by one of our residents. You know, we're all at the meeting in all our houses.
That's my suggestion.
Any other questions, comments, members of council? Thank you for bringing this to our attention. Thank you. Welcome. Please state your name for the record.
My name is Chuck Mulholland. I'm with the Southern Newcastle County Alliance. And I come here tonight after hearing your comments about funding issues. And I have specific comments about a parcel that Mr. Kovac's aide helped me sort out. But I wanted to give it to all of council so that they're aware of an avenue that may be used to help you reap more revenue. A lady stopped by my house maybe 6 months ago and told me about a property at the end of Van Sack Road that she was looking at. It's for sale for $1.59 million. Then she told me the assessment was $117,000. So I started doing some checking. The house, which was in excess of 4,000 square feet, was listed by the county as being 2,000 square feet. The house that was built in 1985 was listed by the county records as being built in 1900. So I immediately contacted the Board of Education, since they would be perceived as being the biggest loser. Information was sent before June 30th, and it languished until I had conversation with Mr. Kovac's aide. As of November the 10th, the assessment was increased by $164,000 on one parcel and $92,000 on another parcel. So for 20 years, Appaquamic School District has been losing the boat, as has Newcastle County. It appears as though somebody either woefully overlooked a lot of matters or no building permits were obtained. So I figured, well, November the 10th, they got everything under price. But I looked on the parcel site again 2 days ago, and they still got it assessed at $117,000. So I don't understand why there can't be more timely investigation by the assessment department. I had the same conversation with Michael Strine probably 3-4 years ago. My suggestion was that for any parcel that comes up for sale, compare the sales information with what you've got in your files. And you're going to find in a large number of times you're missing revenue that's very low-hanging fruit. The other disgruntling part about this is that if you look on the Patterson Price website today, they still have it assessed at half of what it is, thereby leading potential buyers down a rocky road. Thank you.
Thank you for your comments. Councilman Smiley?
Yeah, I just want to make a listening to the people speak under public comment, I just want to relay our article in today's paper very, very quickly in case council members missed it. You know, we're constantly chastised in the press, on the radio, pretty much everywhere but to our faces as to how we hide things, sneak around. I think we're the most open government entity in the state of Delaware. Proof in the pudding, Dover City Council just passed a resolution last night changing their process. They have open public comment before their meeting for a 15-minute limited time period, and up until last night, you're allowed to comment on everything but what was on the agenda. So you could speak on anything except what was going to be voted on. So for those that want to consistently criticize how we do government, you really need to look around your house.
Councilman Cartier?
I just want to return to the comments made at the microphone by Mr. Mulholland, and I don't know if Ed Milwicki, Chief Financial Officer, could comment about the process for changing an assessment that may be mistaken on our part, or what is that something that's difficult to do, requires some kind of process, or just to understand the point that was made there this evening.
It looks like the executive branch is drawing straws as to who might address that question. Looks like Mr. Culver is coming forward to address that question, Councilman.
Just to further comment, so the, you know, error, if it, you know, in fact is an error, then it, you know, accrues to the homeowner, is not against them, and what do we do in a case like that?
Good evening, Dave Carver, General Manager, Department of Land Use. Assessment is a division of the Land Use Department. When there is a assessment that seems to be done in error, the assessor will go out and they will reassess the property and notify the owner. Any property that's getting a new building permit or anything else will be reassessed at the end of that process. Notice is sent to the owner of the new assessment, which will become effective in that quarter, and the owner can certainly appeal that assessment process if they wish. If you'd like, we can certainly have assessment come and discuss this at more detail at one of the land use workshops.
I think that's a great idea, and you know, assessment is critical to the, you know, funding basis of this government. So any you know, further light you could shed on that, I think would be valuable for council.
Mr. Culver, did you say that the I guess the
permit was the trigger for the reassessment then? If Mr. Mulholland mentioned maybe there wasn't a permit obtained. If there's not a permit obtained, is there necessarily the trigger?
Not necessarily. The staff in the assessment division will continually try to go through and look at properties and try to match them up against aerials and so forth to see if there's been any improvements. Several things will kick off at that point. One, if the improvement was done without a permit, there might be other code violations that we would look into. Other improvements are just picked up as permits are closed out. So any building permit that is done, and that's anything from a water heater, an HVAC system, anything could change your assessment on your property. All the assessment still goes back to, for residential, the 1983 valuation at the time of the last countywide reassessment. Commercial is a little different because it also has present values that you have to work into it. So the majority of the assessment appeals we see are normally on office or commercial type properties because the valuation does change on those still. But for residential, it's pretty cut and dry. As we see properties going through a process that there may have been a shed or a deck or an addition at it, and we pick it up, we try to get those assessments on the record. Every quarter, as you go through these properties, we do pick up more and more assessed value that we do add back to these properties as we see those improvements done.
Thank you, Mr. Culver. Any other questions, comments, Mr. Culver? Thank you for coming forward. Any other questions, comments by members of the public or members of council? Seeing none.
Motion to adjourn.
We have a motion to adjourn and a second. All in favor?
Aye.
Meeting is adjourned. Happy holidays, Merry Christmas, and have a Happy New Year.